Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 321, part 2, the conclusion to Heart. Today is Sunday, December 8th, 2013.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
A lot of you out there have given God your good works or dedicated a building to Him or a block or a plaque or something like that. But what He really wants is our hearts. Oh, I'll tell you, when a company has a heart in it and they get their people to put their hearts into it, even in a worldly situation, oh, how they can move. Bible says if you don't give your whole heart, you can't please God at all. In fact, it's an abomination to the Lord not to give your whole heart. To pray without your heart is, I think, solemn mockery. To sing without your heart is an empty noise. Did you ever, Paul, try to go out and sell something and you didn't have your heart into it? Well, here's a nice one here. Look over on page 917 in the catalog of homes, the parade of homes. Maybe you'll like that. Maybe not. Take you out there if you want to go. 17 miles, 34 miles round trip. Going to hit the traffic now, though. It's up to you. You want to get home late for supper and have your husband mad at you? You want to go? You don't want to go. You didn't think you did. Okay. Call me if you need me. I'm home. Call me at my house. All right? Did you ever try to sell something your heart wasn't into it? Yeah, I wouldn't buy nothing from somebody like that. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying using you now. Huh? You want somebody to cook for you that just doesn't have their heart into it? It's nice to go into a cafe. They don't do this anymore, but they used to come out. My dad used to come out and show the people the steaks. You say, what do you got? What kind of steaks you got? Well, we got a porterhouse. We got a steak. We got a ribeye steak. We got a nice big one. Let me show you. Come on. And put it on his arms and let the thing hang over the sides. I like it. This is your steak. It got your name on it. I'm going to go back in the fry. I'm up good for you. My friend. When the guy gets a steak, man, it could be tougher than leather. Man, it's got love in it. Oh, that tastes pretty good. Good exercise on his jaws, at least. Oh, God, there's a way of doing things, folks. There's a way. You don't have your heart into it. It ain't no good. I can honestly say, for the most part in my ministry, I've always prayed about God giving me a heart to do it and to have my heart into it. And preachers, I don't care how many times you've been kicked up in the backside there. It doesn't make no difference. Put your heart into it. What's your backside got to do with your heart anyway? I seen on TV last night, and I thought, oh man, this is horrendous. And I flipped the channel and I got into the Tonight Show there. And they had this little Tammy Baker doll. And it was just horrendous. And I thought, how long are they going to play this thing? And it had little Tammy Baker doll there with the makeup on and everything. And had a purse with some money sticking out of it. It was about this tall. And I thought, how long are they going to keep this thing up? And my heart went right out to her, right? I said, you know, wherever she's at, my heart goes right out to her. How long are they just going to keep the thing going? Whew. You out there, listen to wisdom. My son, give me thine heart. Now you may give God what you please, but without your heart, it's nothing. Your teaching without your heart into it is putrid. Now I have to say this. There's something wrong in the school system. When people come out of school and they cannot read and they cannot write, and they cannot add. Reading and writing and arithmetic. Done to the tune of a loving hickory stick is no more. And the problem is that they don't have their heart in it. I mean, to preach without your heart into it is an insult to the Most High God. Isn't it? Now, how would you like it, you living? I have to put it in terms where you'll understand what you see. How would you out there like, you listening on the radio, this tape? How would you like your mate to live with you, talk with you, sleep with you, have kids with you, without their heart in it? Do not have their heart into it. How many moms and dads are there right now that don't have their heart into it? Well, many do their jobs just like that. They don't have their heart into it. Who needs it? Certainly God doesn't. And I'll never try to argue people in or argue to give more rooms in your hearts. It must be a voluntary motion from the person. You must see Jesus first. You must see Jesus only, I'm talking about. You must see His love. You must see, well, like it says, He sweat, as it were, drops of blood falling to the ground. You must see that. He was, it says, overwhelmed with grief till at last He said, "Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness." And so He gave His heart for you. Will you not then do the same? And oh, what a benefit it is to you. Now listen, there is no getting of wisdom except you give your heart to it. So many people looking for wisdom, and you're never going to give it until you give your heart to it. You'll never know, I'm saying, or you'll never understand or prosper in Jesus until you throw your heart into it. Even in the world, they say, throw your head in to the ring. That's like businessmen. You know businessmen, the ones that make it? They put their heart into it. Where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. If He does not love it, and I'm talking about in a world term, if He doesn't love it, His business, and put His heart into it, it'll fail. I think some people have just enough of Jesus to make them good and miserable. Just enough of Jesus to make them miserable. When you see Christians that are miserable, what's wrong? They don't have enough of Jesus. They have more of themselves than they have of Jesus. I'm not saying you don't have a day or two where you're miserable, but I'm saying for the most part. You see someone that's miserable, and sometimes people love to be miserable too. I have to say that. Sometimes they love to be miserable. Did you ever have a day when you wanted to be miserable? I am miserable. It feels kind of good. I've done it for 4 and 5 and sometimes even 15 minutes at a time. But that's as much misery as I can stand, folks. I'm not going to put my heart into being miserable. No, some people have enough of Jesus just to make them miserable. They never read the word for themselves. They must run from one prophet to another. Because they haven't got their heart into it. And they want somebody else to pump them up. Oh, holder of thine crystal ball, what is in store for me? Well, I could tell them right away. I wouldn't charge them. I wouldn't charge them the norm, the $45 for a half hour and a couch. No, I wouldn't charge them that. I'd feed them on the run. I'd say, you just need more of Jesus. Less of yourself. You have overdosed on yourself. You ever overdose on yourself? That's a deadly poison. The Surgeon General has determined that feeding on yourself is hazardous to your health and in some cases can cause sudden death. Well, that's what when I see people like that, I just sort of can read it on the side of their thing there. Like the side of a package of smokes. Stay away from them, folks. Could be contagious. They have just enough religion to make them good and miserable. Now, and they go, like I said, to these prophets, should I buy a car? Should I buy a home? Should I buy a dress? Well, they're thinking to themselves, I don't care what you do after you leave your donation. You can do any of those things. You don't pay, I ain't going to give you nothing. I've seen it on TV. Now, you folks, you know, you sent in for these prayer cloths. And now I'm keeping track, and you didn't send any money in for this prayer cloth. You think God is going to answer that prayer? I sent them out in faith that you were going to send some money back. Don't be running to them, folks. I can tell you right now, they are dangerous for your health. Yeah, they have just enough religion to make them good and miserable. See, if they had none, they could enjoy the world. But they have just enough to make them miserable in both places. They're not happy in the bar, and they're not happy in church. I'm undecided now, so what am I gonna do? They are Mr. In-Betweens. You ever hear that song, Mr. In-Between? What are you doing now? Oh, I'm in between jobs. What does that mean? That means you don't have one. Why don't you just tell the truth? I am not working. I got fired. I'm in between jobs. I'm in between friendships. Why don't you just be truthful? I don't have any friends. See, both sides mistrust a person like this. You can never tell where they're at. My son, give me thine heart. Don't give me all these other things. And I want your heart so I know where you're at. Because where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. Don't give me all that. Don't give me your good works. Don't give me your legalistic, attentions, gyration. I don't want to hear it. I want your heart. Give me your heart so I know where you're at. I think when people hire people, they should tell them, now, one thing I expect out of you. Now, you have those meetings, don't you, Alicia? Paul, don't they get you and they have the chalk drawings and stuff at your job and they show you how to be, You know what they should say? I want your heart in this thing. The customer wants you to put your heart into it. Your pocketbook wants you to put your heart into it. Yeah, your pocketbook wants that too, doesn't it? It seems like it's got a mind of its own, doesn't it? Does whatever it's going to do, seems like it has a mind. Seems like it's only got one mind if you don't have your heart into it. Now, you're going to start here and I'm going to pay you well, but you got to put your heart into it. I want your heart. You want to drive this race car? Well, this thing cost $150,000. Just the engine. When you get in there and you get behind that wheel buckle, I want you to drive that thing and I want you to put your heart into it. I want you to walk around the track and check out every little oil slick and every little mark in the track. I want you to have your heart into it. I want you to run around that 5-mile track about 10 times until you know how it feels. I want you to put your heart into it. How'd you like to train somebody for the Olympics and they wouldn't have their heart into it? Huh? And they're ice skating and you have a partner and the partner, well, I can't practice this week. I'm going skiing in Colorado. So, huh? Are you hearing this? My son, give me thine heart. Go one way or go the other way, but don't be a Mr. In Between. Why halt ye in between two opinions? If the devil be worth loving and all of his pig demons, then serve him. And serve him all the way. Or serve me all the way. But make a decision. But on the other hand, if Jesus Christ be worth living for, give him your whole heart and stop hesitating. Go all the way and go all the way right now. Go for broke. My son, give me thine heart.
When? When?
Now! Oh, I like that when people say, I really want to volunteer. I want to volunteer. I want to volunteer. Volunteer, volunteer, tear, tear. Volunteer, volunteer, huh? I want to do 4 or 5 days a week. Can you start right now? No. I'll go home and I'll pray about it. Well, let's pray right now. Do you get a witness out of praying right now? That's one time people won't get a witness. They get a witness about everything else. Steve, when you go to your job, you put your whole heart into it. I know Steve. He puts his whole heart into it. He went down there to Denver, and I know he put his whole heart into it. Makes a difference. Makes a difference. You know what? If it makes a difference to nobody in what I'm doing, it makes a difference to me. That's the way to look at it. You know, if you don't get any worldly credit for anything, you feel better about yourself. You gave it your all. I know I've done the best. I've run the race. I've run the course. Isn't that what Paul says? I feel good about myself. I don't look like much. I got scar upon scar, dart mark upon dart mark, but I'm feeling good. Woo. I am feeling good. Let that old sword chop off my head. I am feeling good. I have run the race. I feel good about dying. My job is done. There's a good feeling to know you've done your job and done it the very best you could, irregardless of public opinion. Say amen, somebody. Go all the way, and go all the way right now. I like that when someone says, I say, can you start right now? Sure. Where do I start? Huh? They're sort of like Jimmy Durante. Where do I go? Which way? Which way, huh? Hello, Mrs. Calabash. I mean, they're just on top of it. That's what made him so good. He put his whole heart into it. Throw his hat back on the side of his head and play that piano. Huh? My son, give me thine heart right now. God doesn't say, give me your heart sometime soon. Procrastinate, but not too long. How would you like, if you were head of a factory, how would you like, would you say that to your employees? You're sitting there drinking coffee, Dunkin' Donuts. Guys, take your time, okay? Take your time, take your time. Have another dozen donuts or so, and just sit down here. When you get ready, we got work to do. You know? Okay, fellas? No, you wouldn't say that, would you? Bottom line is, you got to make it. Bottom line is, you aren't going to make it with these guys sitting there on their duffs eating donuts and dunking them in coffee and telling war stories and burping and carrying on and then falling asleep in the restroom. Hey, we got to add some action here, folks, or we're going to go under. Put your heart into it. Huh? Put your whole heart into it. Remember when you were a kid and then they'd say, on your marks, get set, go? You put your whole heart into it. Didn't you? Why not put your whole heart? Why not be like a child when they say, okay, you're going to have a race now, and put your whole heart into it. Okay, we're going to work now. Put your whole heart into it. Kids that just normally will put their whole heart into it. Okay, we're going to play catch the ball now. They put their whole, you can hit them right in the face with a basketball. And they're still going to say, throw it again. They put their whole heart into it. You can tell them supper's ready and everything else. They're busy out there playing. They put their heart into it. Be like a child, the Bible says. Put your whole heart into it. That's like going on a diet. You don't put your whole heart into it, you ain't going to lose one single solitary pound. I prayed for, I think, I know God loves people fat, skinny. I think there's too much attention put on God wants you skinny. God wants your heart. He isn't concerned about a little fat. What good is a skinny person with no heart? And that's the teachings that are out now. God wants you to. God doesn't. Not, that God hates obesity. God doesn't like you fat. This woman was always bawling every time I seen her. I've seen her after 15 years. Will you pray for me? I'm overweight. I said, I'm not going to pray for you at all. Give your heart to God. You're giving your heart to them chocolate donuts and them chocolate bonbons. That's your problem. Give your heart to God. You know what's got your heart, I said? Fanny Farmer. Seen you out there. You buy them great big... she's candy-holic. Farmer Fanny-holic. 5-pound box of Fanny Farmers and take them home. Eat them in one weekend. He says, yeah, I just got to tell you like it is. I mean, all the girdles you can wear weren't going to do you no good. End up with the fattest knees in town. That's the truth, ain't it? Oh, I hear someone on the radio. Oh, my. I never. Well, it's the truth. It'll set you free. It'll get you off your Fanny Farmer candies. We'll get some letters on that one. Man, I just so enjoy these people that try to be religious. They haven't got their heart into it. That's why they're so mean. People that got their heart into it are not so mean. They got their heart in it. They ain't got time to be mean. Dad that's got his heart into being a dad, he ain't got time to be mean. And so God doesn't say, give me your heart, son, sometime.
Huh? Just sometime, you know, when you can.
Oh, I so wish that people who only mean to wait a little would fix a time when they would leave off waiting.
There are always going to be right tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, what day of the month is that? What year? You got to pin them down, see.
In other words, you listening out there that aren't saved, and let's get back to that. Is there a right day to accept Jesus on the calendar?
No, the evil crows of hell scream tomorrow, 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 tomorrow.
Today, the Bible says, is the silver trumpet of salvation, and he that hears it shall live.
Well, how do I give my heart to Jesus? Do it freely.
He says, Son, give me thine heart. It's a free gift of grace. Closing. And the Lord begs you not to want to be crushed, to be pounded, to be pulled, to all of these things into repentance. He will not whip you into holy living. And so God wants our freest love. Give me your heart, then I'll know where you're at. One volunteer, folks, is worth two pull-ins.
How'd you like to go out in the street and pull two people in? You, come on in here. You're going to go to work. Come on. Pull them in. You're going to wash dishes. All right. And you put a shackle on their leg and one up against the tub there. And
wash!
And you pull a whip off the wall.
What are you laughing at? You're going to get over there and you're going to cook. Get over here. And you chain them to the stove.
One volunteer is worth two pull-ins.
Oh, so when you do it thoroughly. My son, give me thine heart.
You can't give Jesus half of your heart or one-tenth of your heart. See, the heart dies when it's all cut into little pieces.
The devil doesn't mind if you give just one half of your heart to Jesus, because the Bible says a house divided against itself will not stand.
That's okay. Give half your heart to the Lord. And keep half for the world. I hear someone saying on the radio, well, I am willing to give my heart to God. Well, where is it now?
I left my heart in San Fran.
Go get it! Go find it! Wherever it is, go find it! Get it together and give it to the Lord.
Maybe it's with a girlfriend.
I left my heart with my old girlfriend high on a hill. She waits for me.
Are you sure of that?
You want to be sure of something, sonny boy? Give me your heart. Give me your whole heart.
Or does it belong to a boy? You teenagers out there? Does it belong to some boy? Oh, Lord, I'd like to give you all my heart, but see, I've got this boy, and he isn't fully persuaded that you are God. And so it's such a hard decision. You'll pardon the expression, I'm confused. Be confused no more. Give me thine heart. I know what to do with your heart. Give me your whole heart. I got your best interests in mind. Maybe your heart is in your wardrobe. Maybe your heart is in your personality. Hi. Huh? Is your heart in your personality? Are you Marilyn Monroeing? Huh? Is it in your personality? And you can't give it up, sonny boy? Yeah, that's true. A lot of times our heart is in our personality. How we look. Huh? Praise God, I'm all done with that. It's no big chore now. Sure, it's easy for you to give your heart. Look at you. I didn't always look like this. Tell you the truth, I used to look worse than this. It's a fact. Believe it or not. Does it belong to your rights? Oh, there's so many people into their rights now. Women's lib, men's lib, Paisano rights, El Greco rights, black rights, Hispanic rights, preachers' rights, government's rights. I think we should all have last rights on all of them. Where is your heart tonight? If it's in a wrong place, if it's not with Jesus Christ, go get it. Well, what state is it in? What? It's in a bar? Well, God says, give me your heart. Yeah, right there on a bar stool. Well, mine is into homosexuality. Hey, give me your heart. God doesn't ask where you're at. He knows where you're at. Give me your heart. Mine is into adultery or murder or drugs or depravity or dirty movies. Give me your heart. I'm not asking you questions. I'm not your judge. I am your Savior. God is still saying to all that will listen, give me your heart. Hey, I stand at the door and knock. Open up your heart. Give me your heart. Folks, when you do something, you that are saved, do it with all of your heart. I don't care if it's mopping a floor, put your heart into it. I don't care if it's doing your housework, you listening on the radio. Put your heart into it. I don't care if it's raising your children. Put your whole heart into it. I don't care if you're driving down the freeway. Put your whole heart into driving that car. Put your whole heart into doing the job. But first and foremost, give your heart to God. When you give your heart to God, and do that every day, even that you're saved, give your heart to God. God, examine my heart. What does that mean? Check it out. Okay, I put my heart into this message tonight. I hope somebody out there on the radio, and I hope the people in here tonight, put their heart into listening to it. You know what I mean? Because it won't mean a thing until you get your heart into it. Will it? Not a thing. So much fun when you, and it's so much, just like my mother said, now when you scrape the plate, I want to hear the fork hit the bottom of the plate. Do it and do it correctly or don't do it at all. Give me that plate. Give me your hand and let me show you how to do it. And I learned that you got to put your heart into it. Lord, I want to thank you tonight that we can give you our whole heart. And you can just take that, Lord, and multiply it. Multiply it back to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
There you have it. That was the conclusion to episode 321. That was part two, To Heart. Be sure to join us every Friday for part one, every Sunday for part two. If you missed part one, just go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts, show notes, and scripture links. You'll also find the podcast by going to www.pastorpaul.org. Up at the top of the home page, you'll find links to the blog and the podcast. Next Friday's message, forgive. Have a great week, and God bless you.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a state trooper. It may be a young Turk. Maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame. Maybe living in another country under another name. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Maybe living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns. And you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Spiritual
pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop. You may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress. Maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil. Or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread, maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, you may call me Terry, or you may call me Timmy. You may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy. You may call me RJ. You may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.